sorry. Having to chip the ice off your windshield in April? Give me a break. I had to go in the shed and fetch the scraper again. This was Monday. Then I lost patience with the scraping and just turned on the car, put the defrost on high, and went back inside. I come back out 10 minutes later. It barely made a dent. But it was enough to make me hopeful that the windshield wipers would do the trick. I mean, I needed to get to work. So I turned them on and the wipers got most of the stuff off the windshield. So I proceeded to drive to the A&P. Halfway there, I noticed that something's wrong with the wiper on the passenger side. Like, it wasn't there. All that was left was a nub. Yep, the blade had snapped off. This isn't the first time, and I know better than to let the wipers do the heavy lifting in these conditions, but sometimes you just cross your fingers and do it anyway. Luckily, there was so much frickin' ice on my car that the loose blade was still stuck to it when I arrived at the A&P. I pried it off and put it on the floor of the passenger side. After work, I made a detour down to Tiger's garage, where the service is always great, and Tiger snapped the blade on lickety-split. Obviously, this wasn't his first rodeo. He knew how the blade had come off the wiper, but tactfully didn't mention it. He's a good guy, that Tiger. You know, I don't mind April showers in theory. Sounds nice, doesn't it? April showers bring spring flowers. The saying doesn't go, April rain with a bit of snow, or April freezing rain, or April monsoon. That started mid-morning Monday and continued nonstop all day and into the night, for crying in your chowder. It just didn't let up. Seriously, you couldn't even run errands. That's how hard the rain was coming down. Poor scamp, let me tell you. I'm glad I don't have to go outside to pee or do the other. That would be some inconvenient in a rainstorm. I mean, how would I manage to read my People magazine? Luckily, Charlie offered to take Scamp out to do his business. I didn't refuse. Hey, I'm not stupid. He got all dressed up, head to toe in his yellow slicker and rain pants. Charlie, not Scamp. And like troopers, off the guys went. They didn't linger, though. Scamp looked like a drowned rat when he come back inside. Both Charlie and Scamp got a treat for their efforts. Crepes and bacon for Charlie and some Asiago cheese on Scamp's supper. The little guy is a gourmet. The good news is, we just had a beautiful spring weekend with temps up into the high 40s on Saturday and, miracle of miracles, into the 50s yesterday. The low 50s, mind you, but I'll take it. People were out in the yards working, some in shorts. I cleaned a few windows. We took a long walk with Scamp, and folks were downright perky at the bean supper down to the Congo Church. I, along with everyone else in Mahoosick Mills, is more than ready for spring. How about you? That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.